Hello, Ventura. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KBTA. I am Tracy Baldwin-Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett-Lepore.
And I'm Liz Selick.
Well, happy week, girls.
Yeah, happy week, I guess.
Wow,
sort of kind of.
I don't know.
Back to school. After, 5 weeks, my daughter started school again this week, and it was just like,
yeah, I know. Remember last week?
Felt like summer break.
School starts on Monday. Yay. Yeah. And then it did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I volunteered in her classroom this week, and it was really interesting because they had all these questionnaires for the students, like who was displaced, who was affected. And I guess at her school, like 4 people's homes burned down, but not a lot considering because we're kind of down off the hill. But I guess at Poinsettia, there were like 13 kids who, you know, lost their home. Really, really kind of different way to go back to school. You know, after summer, it's all fun and stuff. And this break was a little bit different. So
it was a little different.
Yeah. You know, Josh had a project he brought home. He's at Balboa. He's in 8th grade. And I'm just assuming this is a project that they're doing, you know, with a student body, but he had to write a letter to the Apple Valley Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they are writing letters to the different fire departments and, you know, and just saying thank you. And they have to say who they are and a little bit about what they experienced that night and then why they're grateful.
And yeah, I'm really proud of Parker's teacher too, Mrs. Burnell. She's amazing. You know, Mrs. Burnell, she's amazing because she's not stressed. When I was in there this week, she wasn't like, oh my gosh, we're so behind. She just said, you know what, we're not used to this kind of thing. You know, my niece was in town from Denver and she said, we used to always have snow days. Not a big deal. You just make them up. Oh, we don't have those days. And so we don't know what to do and we can't make up days, but they're just going with the flow. And they're like, you know what? So we missed, you know, 3 weeks of school. We're just going to let it roll. And, you know, there's no extra homework or anything like that, at least in her class. I don't know about Kennedy, but
I grew up with snow days, and we did have to make them up if it was 5 or more.
Mm-hmm. But you're used to that, right? So you go to school knowing there's going to be snow days or whatnot. When have we ever had fires that displaced us? You know what I mean? Or made us miss?
I hope we never have it again.
Yeah. Right? And that's then the mudslides, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy, right?
It's
been difficult.
Can we be done?
Like, I know.
Right? Just sunshine and 80s again, right?
Right.
Well, I was just thankful this week that even though Ventura got rain, it got the least amount of rain.
Yes.
And so it did not compound our issue, of
it
course.
Could have been really
our neighbors and to the north. It's devastating. But thank God our community was not.
It could have happened here. It could have been really bad.
It really
could
have. I just think it's God's grace that just moved that.
Well, there's a lot
right
of
around,
people
you know?
Doing Reiki out there. I'll tell you what. They are,
really?
Like all about visualizing gentle rain.
So,
You know, I've met some really nice new neighbors now, people that are displaced down into Pierrepont. And our neighbors are having friends over, and we're meeting like these people that, I mean, granted,
sometimes tragedy brings people together.
There's so much tragedy, but they're like the coolest people. And it's just. You know, there are a lot of things coming together.
Well, we're all human, and we all feel things like this. So
right.
sometimes things like this bring people closer. When there's a tragedy, you have something in common. You know, not all of us have stuff in common, but we all went through the fires.
Well, especially in today's world, because we're all going 200 miles an hour all of the time with our heads down, not looking up, not looking to the side. We don't even know who lives next door to us half the time.
That's right.
You know?
And that's what's great about, you know, the community coming together. You get to meet these neighbors at Clear Point. And on to Londo and our hillside down by the high school and stuff. Everybody has come together and everybody's been sharing their stories and everybody's helping everyone with insurance issues and just everything.
You went to a meeting this week, right?
I did. I went to a meeting this week.
And some interesting information.
Yes. So we'll share that in a little bit. But, you know, there's a lot of information out there and there's a lot of misinformation out there. So we'll try to keep it. Real on our show and tell you what we know and help as much as we can. I still need rentals.
I was going to say, how's the rentals?
I've placed 28 people, 28 families.
And you're just doing this out of the goodness of your heart.
It's the right thing to do.
Good for you.
It is so the right thing to do. Yeah. It's what we do. It's what I should be doing. And people are grateful for that. And if you do have a rental that's vacant
or
will become vacant come February 1st, I need every rental that you have.
And there are apartments available, just so people
there
know
are.
Out there. I mean, they're expensive, but there are apartments out there. So go to the apartment complexes if you have nowhere else
to look.
Karen,
what's been your experience with the rental rates right now? Because, you know, we all are seeing some of these, and they just seem astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
But what is your take on that? I mean, what do you think?
My take is that everybody has raised the rent substantially.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a furnished property, that's one thing. because you're getting a full furnished, fully ready to move into, has everything, that's different. But I'm also seeing increases in rent across the board. There isn't anything available in Ventura under $2,000 a month.
Yeah, so this is my question. Very, very few. So, like, let's say, because it was my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you couldn't charge more than 10% of what the going rate was before the tragedy. So let's just say, you know, somebody was renting a house for $2,800. So they shouldn't be paying more than $3,000, a little over $3,000, right?
That's right.
And yet, those rents are $3,500,
well, $700. So if someone's going to pay more, how do they stop that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and that's what's hard to do. Unless they get turned into the DA's office for price gouging, which is illegal.
But is that price gouging if somebody will pay it?
Well, see, this is the thing. Some people have never put their house on the market. And I've had people move out of their existing home to allow somebody else to move in if they have a way to live with somebody else. And that's what's going on. They are doing that out of the kindness of their heart.
Some people are. Other people are doing it to get a bunch of rent in.
That's right. And there are some people that are doing that as well.
So what do you think is the threshold there? I mean, as far as, like, this is outrageous, because then you have the component, too, of insurance companies are paying for the rent. So is it really an issue?
Right. Well, are insurance companies only paying a certain amount?
Well, usually what they do is they pay for a certain amount of time. So, yes, they are paying a certain amount, whatever your insurance policy allows, but it's also for a certain amount of time. And I don't know if that'll get extended or not. So it's, you know, it's uncertain times.
Yeah. It's a learning experience. We're all going through this.
I saw one, a post, I don't know, somewhere along the line I was reading, and they were looking for rents, you know, under $2,000. And I was like, good luck. You know, and it was like not even for that big of a place. They just needed like a couple bedrooms and a place to, you know, eat. And they just can't even get an
apartment for that. The two bedroom, two baths on the east end are $2,400 without utilities. Yeah.
I have a few that are left. I have one for $1,950. It's a two-bedroom, two-bath. I have a one-bedroom, one-bath for $1,700. So I do have a couple. I have about 20 rentals available right now.
Oh, good.
I do have rental assistance for people that need that. Mm-hmm. I have it from a nonprofit, and we also have some FEMA money that is available.
How? Give people your info. How do they find out?
Well, they have to have a FEMA number, and they have to apply for it online. So. Okay. That's how you get the FEMA money. But there is rental assistance money there. There's only $500,000 there. So that will go really fast with as many people that are needed.
So for those people who aren't covered by insurance.
Yes, that has no insurance.
And they need that assistance and they don't have another option.
Right, exactly. Okay. And FEMA is going to be vetting all of those people. So there's ways to have that happen. If you need assistance in doing that, I'm happy to help in any way I can get you to the right place, get you the right.
So go to Karen Campbell on our website or our Facebook page.
That's
or
right.
Give you a call. What's your cell phone, Karen?
My cell phone number is 805-320-0225.
Great.
And happy to help in any way.
Good for you, Karen. So yeah. I just want to tell you guys something that happened to me the other day that was really interesting. During the storms, I was driving my niece to LAX. Pouring rain, right? And I'm driving, and I've never seen this before, and there was an accident. And so the truck on the side of the road was in the fast lane. He crashed, right? So there's a tow truck getting the truck out, and it, you know, everyone's slowing down, going around. All of a sudden, I go, and I see behind me in the rearview mirror, police, you know, cars and colors and flashing, and they shut down the highway right behind me. So, I mean, I missed it. I would have been stuck for like 2 hours because they shut down the whole highway. It was just really surreal looking through my rearview mirror and seeing sirens and lights. And I thought, what are they doing? And they just stopped it and we went through. And I thought, how lucky were we to get past that? Because it was stopped for like probably 45 minutes.
Oh,
so
goodness.
She probably would have missed her flight, blah, blah, blah. It's just interesting.
Well, I was kind of surprised. I saw on the news this week that parts of L.A. were totally flooded out the freeway. I mean, even in L.A.
We are just not used to stuff like this. It's just interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that happens every afternoon in Louisiana.
Well, when it sprinkles here, it's, you know, the lead story, so it's just kind of funny. Yeah. But, well, we are real women in real estate, so do we have any real estate to talk to? I have Gilbert in the Cape, my little three-bedroom, three-bath, not little, very nice condo over there that's still available. It's gorgeous. It's got tenants in there who would love to stay for $2,550, three stories, and it's all wood floors. It's really nice little Cape condo.
But it is for sale.
It is for sale.
Yes. And I also have a 5-unit apartment building that's for sale. It's 401 to 409 East Harvard in Santa Paula. And it's listed at $724.9.
That's a pretty good deal.
It makes about $5,500 a month. So it's a pretty good
And tenants want to stay.
Yes, tenants would love to stay. And they've lived there for 11 and 13, 15 years.
Right. Yeah. And we always have buyers. We're looking for buyers all the time. So give us a call if anyone has anything out there or they're thinking of selling. We can come out and give you a free evaluation on what we think your home could go for. And it would probably go quickly because there's not a lot of inventory, right? Yeah.
Sure.
That's right.
Okay, girls, let's hit up our sponsors real quick. We have got wonderful Ventiki, the Greek. Are we giving away free certificates?
We are giving free. It's actually buy one, get one free at Nothing But Cake. And their new flavor of the month is amazing. It's chocolate truffle with rich chocolate, luscious caramel, and fresh pecans.
Chocolate turtle.
Yeah,
that's got that caramel in there. Truffle is so good too.
I was going to say there's another one.
Truffle, right? Chocolate turtle, yes. Yeah. And then we're also sponsored by Century 21 Troop Real Estate, leaders in real estate serving our community for 30 years.
And MAC, Economical Pest Control.
Yes, exactly.
And, of course, our mortgage company.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Maurice coming up.
What else do we have coming up, Karen?
Well, coming up, we have a great show for you today. We have Kevin Brandon with Kids Fishing, Real Guppies Outdoors. And he has an amazing little program for kids, and he's going to tell us all about that. We also have Ashley Pope from Spicetopia with us today. And then we have Maurice from CSMC Mortgage. He's going to talk about FHA loans. And then we have our own Sarah Barrett-Lepore, who's going to give us some health and wellness tips. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Justin Womack from Coaching Biz Mastery, your one-stop solution for business web, email, and tech solutions. We offer lead generation, online advertising, and email marketing services and can help you launch your first webinar or membership site. Want to catch up on the world of social media? We can help through private coaching or done-for-you services. Give us a call at 805-232-3422 to see how we can ignite your business voice online. Find us online at coachingbizmastery.com. 805-232-3422.
You don't have to travel to Greece to enjoy the food, dancing, music, and culture. The Greek Ventura has it all. Healthy, traditional Mediterranean foods, fresh daily seafood, succulent steaks, cozy up at the fire pit on our newly remodeled patio. Open daily for lunch and dinner, brunch on the weekends. Extended happy hour from Monday to Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. All overlooking picturesque Ventura Harbor, where the parking is always free. Go to thegreekventura.com. Opa!
Get ready for an island paradise at Ventiki Lounge in Lanai. Located in beautiful downtown Ventura, Ventiki features the best in traditional cocktails, modern tiki drinks, Polynesian-inspired cuisine, and even sushi. As soon as you step onto the lanai, you'll feel the warmth of the islands with our tiki waterfall, wahine muraled flower garden, hand-carved tikis, and a fire pit for those chilly island nights. As you listen to the music of the islands, you will love our famous Kalua pork sliders, Sabu coconut chicken, or a trio of sautéed tiger prawns atop sushi rice towers with a mango curry beurre blanc. And we'll always have our classic Mai Tais using the original 1944 recipe. The best in town. So take a break and head down to Ventiki. We're located at 701 East Main Street on the corner of First Street and Main Street. Give us a call at 805-667-8887 or find us on the web at VentikiLoungeInLanai.com for our full menu. Ventiki, an island oasis in Ventura.
Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air.
You pretty woman.
Pretty woman. Woo! Walking down the street.
Makes us feel old, right, Julia Roberts?
I know.
She was so
still
young.
Love that movie.
I know,
watch it every time.
It's a fairy tale.
I just saw Flatliners, the new one, by the way. Go ahead.
Oh, anyway. Well, okay, so we digress.
Who are we and why are we here, right?
So anyway, we're glad you're joining us this Saturday. We're so happy that the weather's cleared up. It's gorgeous. So I'm Liz Selleck.
I'm Tracy Baldwin.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett-Lepore.
And we have Kevin Brannon in the house. He has a kids fishing
very brave man with all these girls in here, right?
It's called Real Guppy Outdoors. So welcome. We're glad to have you.
Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
But you're an exterminator by day.
Yeah, and a fish by
night. And a fisherman by night.
Yeah, so I just kill.
You just kill. Yeah. My gosh.
Say that. So I'm dying to know what this is. What is
so,
this?
Real Guppy Outdoor Program is a it's a free program for youth in our area. I started in Port Hueneme, South Oxnard. That's where I grew up. And just wanted to have something positive that our kids can do. I do a TV show, too, called Rural Anglers Fishing Show. So when we would go fishing with my kids in an apartment complex, we would notice that kids around us would like to come with us, too.
Oh, cute.
So I just thought we could kind of combine the resources that I had to start taking kids fishing. And it's kind of just been evolving ever since. So it's educational, hands-on. The kids get a chance to, we call it catch a memory, you know. We've partnered with organizations like VC Foster, or Foster VC, United Parents, Police Activities League, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, but it's open to the community, you know,
how
so that
fun.
Way they could come out and do
when
it.
When is this? What days of the week?
So we usually do the fourth weekend.
Okay.
So that way I always know on the calendar. So
fourth
the
weekend of every
yep,
month?
Yep. And in the summer, it might be a weekday because we partner with another organization that charters a boat for us.
Okay.
And they get a better deal during the week. So like in the summer of 2017, we did it the fourth Thursday, but we try to keep it in the fourth week. So that way you could look. We're tweaking it a little bit this year because we missed some kids that do sports on Saturday. Like my kids, I missed some of their games because I just picked all Saturdays.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year that we did one a month. So we're going to do the same thing this year, but we're just going to try to, you know, drop them in. So on our calendar, we might just put like the fourth weekend and then just check the site to see if it's a Saturday or a Sunday, depending on. But we'll do it like every quarter. So that way we're not, you know.
How many kids can you take?
As many as will fit. Now, the boat, some of them. You need like a sign up like for the boat because you can need the resources and what we have.
And poles,
for lunches,
right?
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have your own stuff, some people have stuff that is stuffed in their garage that they haven't used or they don't know how to use it. Maybe they're intimidated. You could bring that along and then we'll show you how to
use
it.
How many parents
as well.
Go or do you need volunteers to help?
Volunteers, parents, like I say, it's still evolving.
Okay.
So some people show up with their kids and fish, you know, so.
Yeah. So what are the age groups of the kids?
We say like 2 to 18, 2 to 20. Again, it's just more supervision. It's not a drop-off program where you just drop your kids off with us.
Okay.
So this year, we're going to have our a Monday class as well in Port Hueneme. So you could come the Monday before. So it'll be the fourth week too. And then we'll have a hands-on class kind of let them know what we're going to do. If you don't make it, you don't have to make it to come to the event. But then that way the kids can learn more about stuff before we get to the actual event.
So take us through like what it looks like on the day that you do this.
So we stop and pick up bait usually from Channel Island Sport Fishing. And we have a few guppies that we have that are older, like my son, Anthony, David, that been doing it for a while. They're family. So we fish all the time.
So you guys carpool, you meet up.
Yeah, pack them up in the Suburban. We got a little trailer. We put all the gear in there. Then we get to the spot a few minutes before we meet the people. Again, at 8 o'clock, so we can start getting some of the poles, like Ventura Pier, right?
Okay.
So we go there and we set up on the pier there.
Okay.
Again, we're still learning, so we still set everything up, and then like 10 people would show up.
Mm-hmm.
So now we kind of set it up as they're showing up, and then that way they can grab a rod. That way we want to keep them entertained the whole time.
Ching off the pier.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easier that way. There's no license necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, they could come and go. So if it's from 8 to 11, you don't have to be there right at 8, but between those hours, they're going to be there to help. You know,
so you don't go out on a boat. Okay.
So we do go on a boat.
Oh, you do.
Again, so we did 3 boat trips in the summertime. So Friends of Rollo pays for that. So that's like from 8 to 4 o'clock. We go to the east end of Anacapa so the kids could also see the seal colonies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we always keep it educational, hands on, because as a coach, you know, I know that if you don't keep their attention span, I used to coach baseball, then little Timmy starts, you know, looking at clovers. So we want to make sure that they're interacting the whole time. So let them change their bait.
Some parents do that too.
Yeah. So we try to keep them entertained. I don't like the word no. So if they could try whatever lures are in the box, we kind of move them around. We let them hoop net and pull a crab net up so they could see what's in there. And then we can then go into talking about how plankton in the channel is where we catch the sardines with. And we use the sardines to catch this fish. And then we could talk about the ecosystem and stuff like that.
Do you keep the fish or do you throw
them
back?
If it's edible and they want to, you know.
How fun is that?
They can cook it, right?
Yeah, so some of them do. Some of them are like, yeah, we'll keep it. But we don't kill it unless it's, again, you're going to harvest it and process it. And
so you're basically doing two different, you're fishing off the pier and you're going out on boats.
Yeah, we did Lake Casitas for a couple trips last year. We didn't catch as many fish. So again, your attention span. So, but again, we try to make it an adventure. So what else can we do while we're, you know, that's where you get a chance to talk about the ecosystem and let them collect rocks and, you know, just, you want to keep them entertained the whole time.
It's free?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh my gosh, fun. Okay, we're that's going. Crazy. We're going. I mean,
we have one.
Can go.
We have one. Yeah, of course. We have, we hear stories more and more. So mom shows up with her kid and she's like, me and my grandpa used to do it, or me and my dad, but our family doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. But we want to get back into it. So again, it's still evolving. So families are showing up and then they're making it part of their weekend adventure. You know, it's cheaper than the ballpark amusement game. You kind of fellowship more and talk as opposed to being entertained by what you're watching. So
you're providing the bait and the poles?
Yeah, and the gear and all
that
stuff.
So
yeah.
And then what about lunch? Do they bring
some of
lunch?
Them we have lunches at. Like we'll have Pizza Man Down will support it. So again, it depends on where we're at. And then we try to get a head count, you know, so when we have a sign up, that way we could tell. I'm not going to have them deliver pizzas for like 50 people, but if it's a smaller
maybe
group.
Maybe Girls on the Air should support a little lunch out there, you know?
Like that,
we could all go out there.
Well, I think this is awesome because kids are just sitting at home doing nothing these days. You know, that's their default. You know, parents let them
watching TV.
You know,
they're on their cell phone, like you're on your
exactly.
little cell phone there.
Huh? And so this, I think kids love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just think they just gravitate toward it if it's available to them.
I think fishing is so fun too. Most people think, or I used to think, ew, I don't want to. It's so much fun, especially when you catch something.
Within about
you
the first the half hour, I'm sorry.
I'll bait the hook.
You do bait the hook?
Sure.
I love fishing. I just don't like baiting the hook.
Yeah. Within the first half an hour, they're all over it. You know, and then you have parents that bring out an older kid that don't think, oh, he's not going to have much fun. We're making him go kind of with his little brother. And then that kid had the time of his life. So you get the stories back and the feedback and their experience. About a half hour into it, everybody's having a blast. So
this is amazing. So where can people find out more about you, the times, the
places? Real Guppy Outdoor, you can go to our Facebook. We also have our website that's getting redone. Mm-hmm. And our next Kids Day is at Port Hueneme Pier on the 28th. So the next three are all going to be on Sundays. So it'll be the 28th. I think it's the 25th of February.
Yeah, so the 28th, what time?
8 to 11.
So
8 to 11:30.
Do we have to sign up? Because I'm going to bring my book.
Like I say, because this is an open one. So
Port Hueneme Pier, 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay.
Now, Real Guppy is real spelled
R-E-E-L.
Okay. E-L.
Keep it real.
Yeah, like a fishing reel.
We have our like our networks. We have
fishing
Real
reel
English,
or
fishing
keep
show.
It real?
Like fishing reel.
R-E-E-L.
Yeah. Yeah. So a fishing reel. I'm sorry. We have Real English Fishing Show. We have Real Guppy Outdoors. We're going to do a
Where
cooking
are these
segment.
Where fishing shows on?
You could Google us on YouTube, and there's some YouTube, local channels like Caps and Camarillo Television, Santa Barbara TV.
Well, you're a little movie star, aren't you?
Something like that.
Exterminator by day, movie star, angler by night.
So Real Guppy Outdoor Program, if people just Google
Real Guppy Outdoors.
Okay. Real Guppy Outdoors.
Well, after this show, let's have him back in a year and see how popular he is. He'll be, right?
This one looks pretty big so far. We have the reporter sharing it because, again, we try to ask questions on how'd you guys hear about us? So you got like macaroni moms are sharing us. They're finding our website or the Google how to fish, and we're like at the top of the search engine. We're kind of unique in doing it only out here. So we have organizations that are sharing us that we didn't even know about. All of a sudden you get notification and stuff, you know, that it's coming. Yeah. So we'll see how this one goes. And every year it's just getting bigger. And you know, we used to worry about if we're going to have enough resources to get it done. Gave up on that. Have faith, man. We always have more than enough. So
have faith. Sounds like real estate, right? Have faith.
Have faith.
All right.
Like life.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
keep it real, man.
Keep it real, right.
Kevin. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Definitely. So what do we have coming up?
Well, coming up, we have Ashley Pope from Spicetopia. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As the market leader in Ventura County, we at Century 21 Troop Real Estate have some exciting news to share. As you know, we used to be Troop Real Estate for 29 years, and last year we became part of the worldwide Century 21 system. It's been an exciting year of growth for us here at Century 21 Troop Real Estate. With the new tools and services, our reach has extended, and here's the exciting part. Because the trust our clients have placed in us to handle their real estate needs, 2016 was an exceptional year for us. We were just named the number 3 company in the world for Century 21. In addition, our agents participated in receiving the Century 21 J.D. Power Award for customer service in all 4 categories: first-time home buyers, repeat home buyers, first-time home sellers, and repeat home sellers. We're excited, and you should be too. You helped us get there. So whether you're buying or selling a home for the first time, or you're a repeat customer, we'd love to help you. And again, thank you for your support and trust.
I'm Liz Selick with Girls on the Air, Real Women in Real Estate, and I would love to help you find your next home. My family has lived in Ventura for 50 years, and in that time, we've seen a lot of changes. But one thing that hasn't changed is my love of this area and serving people. Let's find your next home together. Call or text me at 805-302-3830. That's 302-3830.
Do you realize that when stress levels are high, reported happiness levels decrease? And then 75 to 90% of all doctor's office visits are from stress-related ailments. Learn about the next evolution of wellness at chakrastrength.com. C-H-A-K-R-A, strength. .com or 628-2686. That's 628-2686. We'll help you return to a relaxed, vibrant state and experience health in your body and mind.
Have you ever felt like your real estate agent isn't working for you? You're finding properties, they don't answer your phone calls. Well, that doesn't happen with me and my group of professionals. I'm Tracy Baldwin Mahone, and we can help you buy or sell anything in Ventura or anything else for that matter. Go to my website at realestatebytracy.com. That's www.realestatebytracywithani.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are real women in real estate. We are reeling in people like our angler last time. We are real women in real estate.
She liked that segment.
AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Karen Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett Lapore.
And I'm Liz Selleck.
And we are brought to you by Century 21, Troop Real Estate, and all of our other magnificent sponsors.
We're going to have to make up our own little jingle. You know,
real
one of these
episodes.
Yeah, Century 21.
I think we should make it up later.
Yeah, not right now.
I'm real excited to have Ashley Pope in the house today. She owns Spicetopia downtown.
Yay.
And she's got a couple really exciting things that she's doing. So I wanted to bring her on and let everybody know about it.
I love this shop. It's so cool. Tell us, first of all, if you haven't been there, what it's all about.
Spicetopia is your local spice and tea store, and we support over 40 local purveyors with locally made sauces and jams and cutting boards and pottery.
Where is it located?
Local hub. Downtown Ventura, right across from the movie theater, 576 East Main Street.
Have you guys been busy?
We've been busy.
Good.
You know, it's been such a blessed, feeling just to be busy amongst everything that's been going on.
Right.
I think so much of downtown thought that the holidays just weren't going to happen for us.
Because of the fires.
Yeah. And we just had so much community
support. Yeah, I was just going to say, do you feel kind of like the community said, no, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to go downtown.
That's exactly what happened.
We need to go buy spices.
That's exactly what happened. People were just like, we've lost enough. We're not going to lose our downtown.
You guys also do cooking, right?
Yes.
And tell us what else you guys do besides sell spices and teas.
So we do cooking classes and really take pride in being a big part of the community. Right now, we are offering 10 1-ounce spices or teas or a combination of to anybody who lost their home in the Thomas Fire.
Aww.
So we've had lots of stories of loss and inspiration and good stories and hard stories to hear. Just a lot of people coming through to take us up on that gift.
Now, why spices? What got you into this?
You know, I actually took over Spicetopia as an existing business about almost 5 years ago now. And I just saw it on Facebook that it was going out of business and decided to liquidate it and keep it going. In that time, I do have a business partner now. You might have met Eric if you guys go in the store often. We have a full staff and it's been great.
What's your favorite spice?
My favorite spice in the store is probably our Asian blend. Mm. It's blended in Malibu. It's blended by Zalt. And it's delicious. It's like four different Hawaiian sea salts and sesame seeds and tarragoshi peppers and herbs. And it's just amazing.
So you have some, sounds like you have some great blends.
We have a lot of great blends. Mm-hmm. And I'm a mom. So for me to be able to throw some olive oil on some lean protein and season and grill or, pan fry or bake or whatever, that's crucial.
Makes all the difference.
What's the most popular? Isn't the pink sea salt, the Himalayan sea salt, pretty popular nowadays?
Himalayan pink sea salt's very popular. Turmeric. People come in for the health benefit of turmeric all the time. We have people who come in and buy it for their horses and their dogs and for their protein shakes.
It's supposed to be good for your diet, right?
Yeah.
It's speed up your metabolism.
A major superfood. So turmeric, cinnamon, the basics. Right now we're having a lot of people coming in by the basics. And that was happening in December. We were like, why are people coming in?
What's the basics?
Like, basil and oregano and cinnamon and
that's what I need.
Salt and pepper.
Just the basics,
but we realized that the reason that was happening was because people lost their homes or had smoke damage. And so that's where the idea came from of we want to hear those stories. We want people to come in and we want to gift that. That's something
awesome
that we can do.
So what's the next cooking class?
The next cooking class is going to be Skinny Comfort Foods. It's on January 18th, which is a Thursday.
That's next week, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Our classes are $35 a person. And the concept of this class is to recreate comfort foods a little bit more on the healthy side for the new year.
And how are you doing that? I'm curious because I'm a big comfort food. My husband's from Louisiana, so we cook a lot of those kinds of foods. So how are you changing it up?
You know, it's not me. I'm not that great of a cook, to be honest with you. I'm really not. So this is going to be with Chef Lucinda. So I'm not exactly sure how she's doing it, but I'm sure she's doing it really well.
Interesting.
So yeah, the menu is a creamy crab crostini appetizer, macaroni and cheese, oven fried chickens, and pozole. So
doesn't sound skinny to me.
Doesn't sound skinny. And another a trend that's totally not happening this year is detox. Normally in January we have people come in like, I'm on this diet, I'm gonna make all my lean proteins, I want detox tea. We're getting so little of that, and I think it's just because nobody's really like ready.
They've
for
got
that.
Real concerns this
we
year.
We have real concerns this year, and so I love this because we still need to focus on being healthier, but we also need to be comfortable and we need to be, you know, comforted and be real. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the class, although it was planned before the fires, it's perfect. So
and
I'm
that's on the 18th.
It's on the 18th, and there is still space available.
What time?
I missed. 6:30 to 8:30.
And it's there at the.
It's at Spacetopia, okay. And so you'll just call to register. The phone number is 805-628-3267.
So what do you do? We're you online. Go in there and you literally just go in and you make it yourself, or you watch?
They're actually full demonstrations. Okay. So it's a full demo. You're basically tasting, and you get a copy of a recipe book, and then the chef is doing the full demo. And you're kind of following along.
But you don't eat a whole meal.
It's like medium portions of each dish.
Oh, fun.
So especially for a menu like this, it's probably dinner.
Great.
Yeah.
So where can people find out more about you and your store? Do you have a website?
We do. Mm. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, Spicetopia. And then we also have a website. It's www.spice-topia.com.
Good. Mm. And maybe if they mention our name, you can give them a little something-something about the girls on the air, right?
We'd love to.
All right. Well, you take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So what do we have coming up?
Well, we have Maurice Lavelle from CSMC Mortgage, and he's going to be talking about some fantastic programs. And I think we're still having this ongoing discussion about assistance for fire victims too, and,
right.
and how you know people can access that. So Maurice is just great to talk to. We're gonna have a good discussion. So we're gonna take a short break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Make life a little sweeter. Nothing but cakes is perfect for every occasion, from birthdays to work events, weddings, and even holiday parties. We offer the perfect centerpiece to make memories. Fresh eggs, real butter, and cream cheese. Nothing too good to achieve perfection. We even have gluten-free. Our bakery still has the warmth and nostalgia of its home kitchen roots, but we also take a modern approach to the world of today. So whether you're enjoying a bundt cake or a bundtini, one thing is certain, perfection is what we offer. Take a look at all our luscious designs on our website at nothingbuntcakes.com or come visit our new bakery at the Ralph's Shopping Center, 1794 South Victoria Avenue in Ventura. Or give us a call at 918-4560. That's 918-4560. And make sure you mention Girls on the Air and get a free bundt cake.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Welcome back. You're listening to Girls on the Air. We're Real Women in Real Estate here on KVTA 1590 AM, brought to you by Century 21 Troop Real Estate, leaders in real estate, serving our community for over 30 years. I'm Liz Selick.
Sarah Barrett-Lapore.
I'm Tracy Baldwin-Mauck.
And I'm Karen Campbell. And we have Maurice Lavelle in the house from CSMC Mortgage. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
We had to have you.
We have to have some handsome men in our midst, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Definitely. So, wow. So, Maurice, what's going on?
Not much. I mean, new year, so everything is, you know, moving forward, starting all over again. Interest rates are still pretty stable, so that's a good thing. The loan limits, like I mentioned before, have gone up, which is another positive for our industry. That's going to help a lot of people qualify for a higher purchase price without having to pay jumbo rates.
And is also, that a good thing or is that a scary thing?
No, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. We need that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know it's a good thing, but I meant for people out there because people hear that kind of thing and they think, oh, God, now people are qualifying and they can't really pay, but that's not happening.
You still have to qualify. Yeah. It doesn't matter which loan program you have to qualify these days. You have full documentation on all the conventional FHA VA loans. You have to provide all the documentation so they won't let you purchase if you don't qualify.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard this week that the trend in lenders has shifted a little bit. It used to be really credit score driven, but now it's more income driven. You have to prove more of your income. I mean, those things are still factoring in, of course, but lenders are really, you know, hammering on your income, making sure you have that income coming in.
Right. They want to prove.
As opposed to assets and everything
right.
else.
Well, assets are important, obviously, for your down payment reserves, but your income, obviously, need to qualify based on what your debts are. And that's a major factor. Credit score is still important, especially if you do a conventional loan or jumbo loans. You still have to have some good FICO scores. On conventional loans, your score will determine what your rate's going to be. So the lower your score, the higher your rate, which is not the case on FHA and VA loan. Government loans don't have that. You can actually go much lower on your credit
score.
Is
that because with a higher credit score, you're less of a risk and you're not putting the 20% down?
It's
with
your history, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So you're putting more down with conventional, so you're going to get a better rate the better your score is. Right. What's a good score?
Good score, anything over 740 is considered a really good score. Mm. 716 above, also good.
716 or 760?
60.
760 is pretty
right.
good.
760 is really good.
Yeah.
On
what's the highest score you can have?
It's in the 800, 820, 825.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've had customers with that, mm-hmm. which was interesting because you don't see that very often.
Yeah.
And they had
what's the most
credit.
Common?
I think the average is probably like in the 680 to 700.
Mm. Okay.
And on a conventional, you can go down to a FICO score of about 620. Mm-hmm. On an FHA, we can go down to 620, even down to 580, and we even have some investors that will go to 500.
Wow.
So obviously you have to have a bigger down payment and there's other factors, so qualifying is going to be a little more difficult.
But that's great because sometimes the circumstances happen beyond your control in your life.
Right.
You get hit hard, you lose a business or whatever, and you're trying to work your way up. And so if somebody's willing to take a chance on you, sometimes that's all you need.
Well, that's one of the advantages with the FHA loan. Because FHA will give you much more flexibility on the interest rates. They'll give you higher debt-to-income ratio to qualify. So that helps you get to a higher purchase price amount. And also, if you've had BKs, foreclosure, and a short sale, the timelines are much shorter. For an example, if you had a foreclosure, on a conventional loan, you have to wait 7 years to do a conventional loan. On an FHA, it's 3 years. If you had a BK, it's also, I think a BK is, I think, 2 years, and it would be 4 years on a conventional loan.
That's really important because people think when that's happened to them in their life, they're done.
Right.
They're never going to be able to buy a house again. They're never going to be able to qualify. They're just done. And that's not true.
No, it's not. It's yeah. not. And again, and that's why I think the FHA program is such a great program because it does give someone a chance with a low down payment, as low as 3.5% down. And with the new loan limits, that's really changed the factor. Now you can purchase on an FHA loan up to a loan amount of 672, 750, which means you can purchase a house around 697,000 using FHA.
FHA. Wow.
And that would only get you about a $24,000 down payment. And the good thing with FHA is that you can have non-occupant co-borrowers help you qualify.
Really?
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Is something that you
dad.
Don't do yeah. on a VA. You cannot do that on a VA, but you can have someone help you qualify. Mm-hmm. And so that also the gift, the down payment can be gift, all of it or portion of it. And because government loans have so much, we have so much more room to play on the rates. The rates are typically 0.5% to 1% lower than it would be on a conventional loan, depending what your credit score is. And you have the ability to qualify for so much more because the debt-to-income ratio is up to 57% mm-hmm. compared to a conventional loan, 45 to 50%. Mm-hmm. So you can qualify for more home because of that. And there's a lot of people out there that make good money. They just don't have the down payment.
Right.
So what do you do?
With 3.5% down, like I said, you don't have to have a lot of money.
What if they don't have 3.5%? Can they borrow it? You can't do gift with FHA.
You can do gift. It can be a gift from a family member.
Gift, you just right. can't borrow it. You can get a gift.
Right.
Okay.
And then also you can lender credit. We can issue lender credit to help cover closing costs. Yeah. So someone can actually come in with very little down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the advantages.
There's several options out there, really. Yeah. I mean, just try it out. Talk to you, right? And find out what is best for
you. Well,
see,
that's the thing. Is that if people are looking at, you know, buying in a year, even 2 years, they need to talk to a lender. They need to get in touch with you. Back it up and find out what do they need to do, because people just have things going on in their heads. They need solid information about reaching that goal, you know, what they need to do with their debt, if paying off credit cards is a good idea. Sometimes it's not always a good idea.
And some people are so afraid to talk to you. It's so hilarious. They'll say, I know I'm good. Yeah. And I don't know why, because talking to you doesn't do anything, right? I mean, even when you pull your credit, it's not that big of a deal anymore.
No, it's not. It doesn't affect your credit score, and there's no cost or obligation to get pre-approved.
And you guys are there to help, so you're there to tell them, okay, here's what you do. Most people don't come in and have, you know, immaculate credit, and they can go buy and everything. I mean, you know, you can help them.
Right, you can help them. And that's a concern. A lot of people are just so afraid of saying, well, I'm not going to qualify.
Well, and it's their financial thing that's personal, you know.
They may have low FICO scores and think that they cannot do anything. Yeah. And
you can help
them
build that up, though, too, can't you?
We can give them instructions on what to do, and that's why they should talk to us before they even pay credit cards off or do anything else, because sometimes we've had people close account thinking that's going to help them and actually is a negative.
But it helps to pay them off.
It helps to pay them off or keep them down below 50%.
Yeah, so you can have 50 cards. If they're paid off or they're down low, it looks good.
Right, it looks good. It helps the credit score. And we can direct them a little bit and help them if they're not looking to purchase now by saying, you know, this is what you can do. You can pay off certain things. Let's keep track of your credit. And hopefully in the next 2-4 months, you'll be in a position where we can get you qualified.
Yep. That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, also, that's a great program for first-time homebuyers also.
It's great.
So if you haven't bought a property in the last 3 years and you're considered a first-time homebuyer, there's lots of great loans out there to buy a property. Right. The only thing is that if you were to buy a condo, which is usually an entry level into getting into real estate, those condo complexes have to be FHA approved.
Correct.
And we don't have a lot of those because a lot of the condo complexes lost that certificate. So. Right. We're in the process of getting those back.
And I know you and I talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah,
about,
we did.
Trying to get more information to the Homeowners Association to get started.
Because it takes out a big buying pool, you know, of our buyer's pool is what I mean for, you know, possible properties if they can't go FHA.
Yeah, so. And for, you know, after the crash, there was a lot of HOAs that were under. They had a lot of delinquencies. They had a lot of foreclosures. People were behind on their payments. So they lost their FHA rating because of that. And they couldn't reapply because they didn't qualify. But by now, I think most of them are on the positive. And it's really a good time to do that because it does open the pool. Almost 50% of our business that we do personally is FHA and VA. So there's a lot of VA and a lot of FHA buyers out there. But sometimes they cannot qualify for condos, like you said, entry level, because the project is not approved.
Yeah. So if you're a homeowner that live in a condo, have your president give us a call, because that's where it starts, to get the information to the board of directors. The board of directors can make that decision, and it will benefit every single homeowner in that complex in order to go FHA.
And we have the forms, and we have investors that will work with us to help the association get approved. So we,
because there is a cost associated with that.
There's a cost. Mm-hmm. It's I think around $500-$600, but they should do it because it's a great investment for their homeowners to have more potential buyers and open the doors to more clients.
That's great. Right.
And then also people can reach out to you we talked about this last week, if they have questions about the assistance programs for rebuilding after the fire too. And we're not going to talk about that right now, but
have you seen some people reach out to you? Have you?
Not yet.
Yeah.
You had one yesterday? Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's out there to get the information, just to contact you. And how can people reach you?
They can reach me at 805-432-6909. And it's Maurice Lavelle, CSMC Mortgage.
And we'll put that on our Facebook. All this information's on our Facebook page.
Appreciate
that. Well, he's one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, thank you.
Well, coming up, we have own Sarah Barrett Lepore. Thank you for being on the show, Maurice. We enjoy having you. And she's going to give us some tips. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Diet is one of the most powerful tools we have to take control of our own health. There are many ways to stay healthy, but nutrition will always be at the foundation of good health. Cindy Pike with Arbonne can help you with a nutrition plan that is tailor-made for you. Just contact Cindy and get started. Interested in learning more? Contact Cindy at www.cindypike.arbonne.com or call 805-218-8542. That's 218-8542. Cindy Pike, independent Arbonne consultant, one of the leading health and wellness industries.
Are you looking for a community lender that knows how to do service right? Look no further than CSMC Mortgage, where the CS stands for customer service. Our dedicated and caring staff are here to help with your purchase, refinance, home equity, and reverse mortgage loan options. Call us toll-free 855-486-7852 or visit us at csmcmortgage.com. Choose CSMC, where we pride ourselves on mortgage lending done right. Customer Service Mortgage Corporation, DBA, CSMC Mortgage, License, NMLS ID 0202-1660, California Bureau of Real Estate 1570216. Not a commitment to lend. Restrictions apply. Contact CSMC Mortgage for more information.
I'm Deborah Delaney from Girls on the Air, and I was a television actress for many years before becoming a top-producing realtor in our beautiful communities of Ventura, Channel Islands, and Santa Barbara. My clients' wants are my number one priority, and I would love to help you with all your real estate needs. Call me today at 805-856-9315. That's 805-856-9315. I look forward to hearing from you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Stand a little Welcome back. You are listening to Girls on the Air. We are Real Women in Real Estate, AM 1590, KVTA. I am Tracy Baldwin Mahone.
I'm Liz Selick.
I'm Kieran Campbell.
I'm Sarah Barrett-Lepore.
All right, Sarah, yes. How are we going to get healthy around here?
Yeah, let's get healthy. Let's do our squats.
I wanted to do something fun because I know it's been unfun lately.
Unfun. Yeah, yeah, you know what? This has been an unfun week.
It's been an unfun month.
We're really, you know, it's all about our roots. It's our first
chakra.
It is.
I need all the chakras. I need them all.
You need all the chakras you can get.
Right? We all do. It's all about where we use our energy.
It's time to go up, girls, right? Yes. Everything, this whole community, we just all need a big hug, group hug. Kumbaya.
Right. So I looked up the 10 popular foods of 2018. Ooh. I know we did this last year, which is super fun. And this is according to Whole Foods.
Foods or spices?
Foods.
Okay.
Popular foods.
Let's guess. Can we guess? All right. Okay, there's sure, 10, the 10 top popular.
How much time do we have? Because I want to get through all 10,
okay,
please.
10 popular. Okay. Tell me it's not kale. I'm so over kale.
No, but there is, kale is mentioned, but it is a powder.
Okay.
Because kale that powder is one of the popular things is adding like a superpower.
Okay,
powder.
Run us through the list.
Easy to incorporate into lattes, smoothies, bars, soups. So it's like cacao, maca root, matcha, you know, you've heard of that stuff. And then there are also ground turmeric, which Ashley mentioned, that has curcumin in it.
Yeah.
It's really curcumin that you want that helps your brain.
That's
but
the yellow.
People do turmeric. It's really curcumin, which is better. But do it all. It's all good. And then, yeah, spirulina, herbs, kale. They are doing powdered kale, okay, so you don't have to cook it anymore if you don't want.
Just put it in. It's just powder. Just sprinkle
just
it on.
Sprinkle it
on everything.
Just take a shower with it.
But there you go. Well, that's funny you say so because one of the other trends is functional mushrooms. So they're saying, like, all these different types of
aren't
mushrooms.
There unfunctional reishi, mushrooms? Chaga.
Well, yes.
You know about those, don't you, Lizzie?
Right?
Right. I'm sorry.
Those would probably be dysfunctional mushrooms.
Dysfunctional as opposed to unfunctional.
Funky mushrooms.
So what are functional mushrooms? I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms are, you know, they're really earthy, and they're a good meat replacement. And they just have that kind of a...
I love mushrooms. Portela mushrooms. I like a burger.
They're adding them to drinks, coffees, broths.
Whoa.
And now what's happening as a trend is in actually like body care products and shampoos.
Mushrooms?
You're going to start seeing mushroom.
Well, isn't there like a fungus
care
in them? That's probably good for your skin.
Fungus among us. But they also help. Like lion's mane. I take a lion's mane supplement. It's for... nerve endings. Like what happens as we get older, we start losing our nerves, you know, like things really start changing. And lion's mane and some of these mushrooms are thought to help neurological strength.
Okay.
Which we all need.
Right.
Another one is floral flavors. So you'll see like lavender lattes and anything rose flavored, hot pink hibiscus teas. So they're adding
elderberry's good for you.
Yeah. That's really good for right now with the flu season. Take some elderberry every morning. And so, yeah, they're adding petals or flower flavors to things. You'll start seeing that. Middle Eastern food is getting more popular, but not just the hummus and falafel and tabbouleh, but even getting into more like cardamom, pomegranate, eggplant, cucumbers, parsley, mint, tahini, but Persian food, Israeli food, Moroccan, food. Syrian, Lebanese food. Mm-hmm. That's going to, almost fell, be a big.
You got a little excited there, didn't
I know, woo. And then really well-labeled products is going to be a trend. GMO, fair trade, responsible production, animal welfare, all of these things are on the forefront for us that we, you know, people care about. High-tech plant-based dishes. So things that are kind of like meat replacement, like a sushi-grade, not tuna, that's made from tomatoes. Things like
and
that.
And this is stuff that's like grown. So I like.
Yeah, they're
high tech.
I say it's
grown,
so,
but I mean like a specific way. I don't know how to say what I'm saying.
With the technology, it's taking like the tomato and putting it in a whole different presentation. So it won't look like a tomato anymore. So I think it's using technology. But yes, Mark was telling me how they're actually, which I kind of learned about this, but I forgot. They basically are growing vegetables and fruits in a soil that's been manufactured and infused with supplements because our soil's all depleted.
Well, yeah, we can thank the big M company for that.
I know. But like anything like using peas, bananas, macadamia nuts, pecans, there, and anything to make it dairy-free and vegan. So it's like, you know, manufactured vegan foods. Tacos, alternative kinds of tacos. The old stuff, the regular traditional tacos, they'll still be around, but they're talking about using seaweed wrappers and poke filling. I thought of you because you love that stuff. And anything to do anything other than sushi with you would be awesome. So if you would do some cool tacos, I would love that.
But the tacos would have fish.
Right.
Okay.
You know, we'll find it.
Okay.
And another one that's kind of funny is puffed snacks. So like puffed pastas.
I love puffed snacks.
Puffed seaweed, fava
chips.
What's
it puffed with? Fruit. Air?
Like puffed rice, you know.
So it's air filled, not puffed, like not with a potato.
So it's kind of like it gives it a little crunchy crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
And they're talking about funny chips too, like jicama chips and parsnip chips instead of potato. Bubbly waters are kind of more popular without any sugar. Non-alcoholic, like a flavored bubble water.
Or like those are good.
Those soda streams are still popular for that
reason. Are those bad for you, though? I mean,
it's carbonation.
That's okay, though, right?
It's controversial, like everything in the health world. But no, it's fine. It's better than vodka, you know?
Yeah, it's better than soda.
Carbonated vodka.
I don't know. Like carbonation,
stick it in your soda stream.
It causes bloating. If you have a big event, you have to wear a pretty dress.
It does cause bloating.
Yeah, it's just... it's thought to like break down your bones over time. If you have too much carbonation, if you think of carbon and the last one is root to stem cooking. So a trend toward using all of the vegetable.
Root to stem.
To address any food waste issues.
I was just reading about this.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Like pickled watermelon rinds. Right?
Pickled watermelon rinds. Beet green pesto, like using the greens from the beets to make pesto.
It's just all the natural
actually
stuff.
Broccoli stem. Cooking shows, because we watch a lot of cooking shows because we cook a lot. But this is a thing that you're seeing pretty much across in the cooking shows too, is they are using the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't throw this away. There's something you can do with it.
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Right. So, yeah, the broccoli stem slaw, those are good. I was, you know.
Yeah.
Just use what you've got, because we do have a big food waste issue in our culture. But
yeah, and we don't,
we can turn
what
that
I'm trying to say, compost enough. You know,
so where can people find out more about you and everything you offer in your brand new
I have a lot of fun things going on. The website is always updated at chakrastrength.com, or you can call me at 805-628-2686.
Can people just pop in? Are you there? Or just
It is by appointment, but I also have like a... There are office hours. I mean, if you swing by and you see my door open, come on in.
Come on in, say hi.
If I'm with somebody, I have a tag on the door. But we do have classes Wednesday night. We have resistance flexibility.
Which is great. You guys have to try it with me. That's really good. We're going to do it next Wednesday, right? Because he was going to do it last week, but...
The roads are closed. He comes from Santa Barbara. So that's a big bummer. He's not going to fly in for it.
But, darn it.
Well, thanks, Sarah. And speaking of roads closed, we were kind of we just have a couple minutes left to talk about some of this stuff that you went
I went to a meeting this week, and you know, just some of the tips that they gave at that meeting, if you are in the situation with a fire, is, you know, try to find pre-fire pictures of your contents.
Yeah, big thing.
And then take post-fire pictures of your contents. And then when you're sitting down, just sit down and see.
Is this for the insurance?
For the insurance, yeah.
Hey, everyone, just take a time. It's like checking your smoke detector. Go through and just take a video, take pictures of what you have. Yes. Never know when you'll need it, but.
Well, and sit down and write how this fire has affected you. Because it may not affect you the same way 6 months from now, but right now, while you're in the midst of it, is to sit down and do a narrative of how this fire has affected you, what you're feeling, and how you were impacted, so that you know exactly what that is. So,
and remember what you went through as far as no water. Put your water in your freezer. You know, remember we were out of water. Right. Those city didn't have
no
water.
Power.
Put your water. Get your batteries. Keep your phones charged. Now I have invested in those little whatever those blocks are, the extra chargers, you know. Just realize what we went through, because it could happen again, and it's better to be safe than sorry, right?
That's right. All so right. We'll give you more of those tips as we go along
in
the next couple
weeks. Yeah,
because you
have some interesting information for people that are rebuilding also as far as permitting is concerned, and that's really important. So we'll talk about that next week.
We'll be talking about this for a long time, girls. Yes. So have a great week. We'll be back next week. Stay dry, stay safe, and stay clean out of the mud, right?
Have a good one.
Have a good one.